the earth, who is going to tell us about a great opportunity to go to the bush on a road trip. G'day, Cam. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, goodness me. You'd think I was an amateur. Tell us about this mountain road trip. I think it's a fabulous notion because Friends of the Earth has been working hands-on around stopping logging in the old growth forests in the high country. Now, it seems like a terribly distant place for people who are stuck in Melbourne.
Almost a six-hour drive. But just for a tiny bit of context, so as people probably know, the Victorian government has committed to end native forest logging by the end of this decade, by 2030. It's clear that that's too late. It's really good they've got a plan to transition out, but it's too late. So we're saying we really need to get onto it now. And with a new environment minister after the November election, we have a chance to convince her to do the right thing and bring forward the transition plan. So we have been highlighting a range of areas up in the high country, and we've picked areas of very high conservation value and areas that if they were logged, they would profoundly change the landscape or put logging into new areas. So we've been concentrating on the Mount Stirling area up near Mansfield, the Little Dargo River, which is kind of up near Mount Hotham, and then Mount Wills, which is where this walk is too. And it's up near Victoria's highest mountain, which is called Mount Bogong, up near Mount Beauty in the northeast of the state.
Very beautiful country, very beautiful country. And like you say, six-hour drive, it just seems almost a world away. But the reason for why it would be a great opportunity to go on this road trip is because it would bring people a very, very close to the values that make it so important to actually fight for the stopping of the logging.
Yes, absolutely. I think once you've seen a place, it's very hard to imagine, you know, what it might be like once it's logged. And the reason, or one of the reasons we picked this area, is because there's been a lot of logging in that area, but this is moving into an entirely new zone. So it's in the headwaters of what's called the Big River, and that becomes the Meter River, and that flows into the Dartmouth Dam and then flows into the Murray River. So if you know that northeastern area, it's one of our most amazing rivers. It's really popular with people that like to go fishing and really popular with rafters, river rafters. And there will be logging in the headwaters up there, and it's probably a four and a half kilometres walk up the mountain from the road, but on the top of the mountain is old growth snow gum forest. So we also want to educate people to that we're losing these amazing woodlands because of repeat fire becoming, you know, too frequent under climate change, and also because of a thing called dieback, which is caused by a beetle. So it'll show people the mountaintop, the snow gum forest up there, and then the lower down forest where they're planning to log.
So I note that you can have 20 people can sign up to go on this journey.
Yep. For about, I think it's 9 days, which is a bit of a road trip, and we'll organise, you know, carpooling. We'll go up through Bright. We'll do a forum in Bright. We'll visit some fire-affected forests up near Mount Hotham. Then we'll go down to the Meter and do a little kind of public action there. Then we'll lead this guided walk. There's no limit to the number of people that can come on the walk itself. And we've been already hearing from people in Albury. There's like Extinction Rebellion from Albury are super keen to come down. There's local conservation groups. So there'll be a lot of locals come to the walk at Mount Wills, which is, I believe it's Saturday the 18th of March. But yeah, we'll have a limit of 20 for the full road trip, just so that we can kind of manage our impact and fit into campsites and that sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah. And that you want people, you can do car share, but people need to bring their own camping gear and stuff like that. So March 14th to the 19th, and it sounds like a major networking affair as well.
Yeah, it will be. We're running an event in Bright, and we've invited, you know, the local sustainability groups and the anti-gold mining groups and the land care organisations and local traditional owner groups, etc., along to just come and talk about what they're doing. So we want to see it as a way of, you know, building connections and building solidarity between the groups, and then also with city-based groups like Friends of the Earth. And likewise, in the Mita Valley, we've invited, you know, the small number of local groups up there and all the locals to, you know, come around to the camp and have a yarn and tell us what their issues are. So we're just hoping it will be a networking opportunity. We want to do a lot of these this year to different regions just to kind of reconnect. You know, we all had those years of the lockdowns, and I think a lot of us got out of the practice of being out on the streets and out in the community, and this is just part of that process of really getting back out there, meeting our allies, having a listen, having a look, you know, building some alliances.
That's fantastic. So how do people get in contact to find out more about this?
If you look on the Friends of the Earth Melbourne website, and probably if you do a web search, Friends of the Earth Melbourne Mountain Road Trip, it should come up pretty easily. And then if you RSVP, then we will send you some details on the logistics and what to bring, and then we'll try and kind of put people together with vehicles. It's, you know, because it is fairly remote, you wouldn't want a car that's not going to make it. So, you know, yeah. If you feel comfortable that your car can do a journey of about 700-800 kilometres on dirt roads, not four-wheel driving, but on dirt roads, then, yeah, consider bringing it along. Otherwise, we'll just try and match people up.
Okay. Sounds like a marvellous thing to do. It's March the 14th to the 19th. Friends of the Earth, Melton Road Trip. Thanks for talking to us today.
That little plug that we have this moment, you know, to convince the government, convince the Environment Minister on forests. So please have a look at that. There's lots of petitions doing the rounds. There's lots of commentary on social media. So, yeah, if you feel up for it, ring the Premier's office and politely just remind him that the community wants to see forests protected, and it's time to bring forward the transition out of native forest logging. So thanks a lot.
Thanks, Cam.